Hey, thanks for coming so fast. No, come in, come in. I know that I was kind of vague on the phone. It's just well, can you take your shoes off, please? Thanks. anyways, I guess I finally decided to say fuck it, and I just really have this question I wanted to ask you, but I don't think that these balls of steel are really going to last that long. And, well, I just wanted you to come over as soon as possible before I chickened out again. are you going to leave your shoes like that? No, I mean, I'm just going to push them up against the wall a little. Just kind of make it look tidier. Anyways, come in. you can have a seat. Anywhere is fine. Do you want anything? Water, coffee, tea, whiskey? I don't actually have whiskey, so don't say yes to that. I know that I'm probably just rambling because I'm a little bit nervous, but anyways, I'm gonna sit too. I hope that's okay. You see, I have kind of just wanted to ask you something for a while. And I know that we're friends-ish. I mean, we're work friends. And I think if we ever spent time outside of work, we'd still be friends. Anyways, I just don't want things to get weird between us. There's really not a good way to ask this. So I'm just gonna come out with it. And so I want your sperm. Yes, your sperm, your cum, jizz, your load, sorry. Let me back up. Okay. I want a baby, and sperm banks kind of just freak me out. If I'm being totally honest, I mean, I know the kind of people who donate sperm to those banks. And well, look, I've looked into a lot of candidates, but I think that we would be the most compatible. Yeah, so maybe some water would be good. Yeah. Here. Yeah, you can have a glass too. So I know this is like a really strange ask, but I think that we'd be well suited to conceive a child. Please use a coaster. Sorry. Thank you. Yes, I am very meticulous, right? That's a nice way to put it. But you work with me, so you already knew that. Which is another reason why I didn't, want to do this with somebody that I don't know. And it would be nice to do it with someone I trust, or at least could trust more. Because sperm doesn't really do well outside of the body, viability-wise. And, well, I don't really have the resources for artificial insemination, so that kind of leaves us with the most dependable option being sexual intercourse, and specifically when I'm ovulating, which I am today, by the way. But sorry, I mean, you haven't agreed to anything. I just, yeah, I guess I'm just overeager or something. Maybe that's not the word. We don't have to make a big deal, it could just be like a hookup or whatever you want to think, if that helps you. you know, instead of all the weird, like, fertilization stuff, you know, I mean, I find you attractive, and, I mean, I think you find me attractive. I mean, I could be wrong. You just always seem to look at me so closely, and you focus, like, you know, so much on my lips, and at first I thought it was just because, you know, maybe you were reading lips to help you understand, but I've noticed that you really just tend to look at people's eyes when you're conversing, so that makes me think that you're actually just looking at my lips because you want to kiss them, which, of course, really hasn't helped with the whole, like, babies on the brain thing that I've been going through. I mean, like, honestly, I'm not even pregnant yet, but it kind of feels like my hormones are just all over the place already, and, you know, I just really want to fucking kiss you, like, all the time, and, I'm sorry. I need to stop talking. What? Really? You'll just do it? I mean, are you sure? Like, I mean, I don't want you to change your mind. Sorry, I know I talk too much, and honestly, I think too much, really, and, like, your lips are just really distracting, and, shit. I just think, you know, all this talking about, you know, babies has maybe just got me, are you just gonna, like, fucking kiss me already or something, because... Sure. Take it off. I want to feel your skin on mine. Mine too. Your hands are warm. No, I like it. I didn't take you for a boob guy, I guess. You like them then. Okay, wait. If you're willing to do this with me, I do have one more thing to ask of you. I need you to promise me your cum will end up in my pussy. I know that probably sounds crazy, but I just tend to get a little carried away, and... Oh, fuck, Just promise, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Then it's your responsibility now. Because I've been wanting to devour that cock since I first thought about wanting your cum in me. Take these pants off. Come on, hurry. You're taking too long. You're already so hard after just a few kisses. And what are you gonna do when you get more than just kisses? Or what if I want to kiss this cock instead? You taste even better than I imagined, you know? Like my favorite popsicle that never melts. And these balls are just so soft and suckable. I have the perfect view down here. Watching you make that cute face. While my hand plays with the spit I left on your cock. Do you think that I can fit both of these in my mouth? Why are you pulling my head away? What, are your balls too sensitive? Well, I still have my hand, you know. Hey! What? Do you want me to stop? I mean, you look like you're enjoying it. No, I do want your cum in my pussy. I want to play with your cock first. What, is that so wrong? Can I not get you nice and ready? You can play with me too. And make sure I'm nice and ready for you. Lie back. I'll just take my pants off and climb up over your chest. Oh, I know. I'm already soaking wet and ready for you. I just wanted an excuse to play with this cock a little bit longer. You don't have to play with my pussy in return if you don't want. Fuck. You can't spread me open with your fingers like that first. That's just really embarrassing, okay? Oh, fuck. Your tongue. I can feel you grinning. You're just so smug, huh? Well, you haven't seen everything that I can do with my tongue yet. I could spend every day just like this. Yeah, with your cock in my mouth. And that taste of your pre-cum. Oh, God. Your fingers just... I feel... a lot... fuck, bigger than they looked. It's getting quite salty down here. Are you getting close already? Oh no. You can hold out. You just have to let me have all the fun that I want with my mouth first, okay? And then you can keep your promise to me. All this pre-cum right before you reach your limit. It's my second favorite part, you know? This taste on your tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're gonna drive me crazy. Oh, fuck. Oh. It's such a shame. I really wanted to swallow that. But since you didn't keep your promise to me, I guess I'll just have to swirl my fingers around in it. Fuck. And slide it through my pussy for you, huh? Oh, fuck. She's really sensitive. Can you see how swollen it is? I can't even get your cum to go in me properly. It just mixes with the rest of the wetness down here. But you know, I told you sperm isn't very viable outside the body anyways. So, I think we'll just have to try again. Do you have more time tonight? You could, you know, stay and we could take as long as we need it. Yeah. Then, let me go start a bath. My tub is big enough for both of us.